Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know of a few dates that I'm doing. This Friday, if you're in Adelaide, come along and see me do stand-up at the Rhino Room. Fiona O'Loughlin is also on the bill, so that'll be heaps of fun. And then Wednesday at the Civic Pub in Canberra, I'm doing two shows. So an early show and a late show. So I know seating is limited there, so make sure you get a ticket and don't miss out, because, you know, I want people who are fans of the podcast to go to the stand-up and not just a bunch of randoms who are just going out for a comedy night, which is still fine, but I like you people. So go to joshell.com.au for the tickets there. Also, December 18, the birthday show, the postponed birthday show is finally happening at Comedy Republic. So make sure if you have a ticket, don't forget it's on, okay? Because I know it's been meant to be in June. Now it's December. Don't forget. So I would like a nice big full room for that one, because it's going to be heaps of fun, that show. Also, speaking of Comedy Republic, I'm doing monthly shows there next year, and they're all on sale already. So the first Saturday of every month, we're doing Don't You Know Who I Am. These ones will be the only place you can hear it is in the room, or if you become a Patreon subscriber. These are not going to go out in the main feed, and at 300, this won't be a podcast that you'd rather hear anywhere other than the Patreon. So that'll be fun. Make sure you go to those shows, get tickets there. Plus, Comedy Festival. Tickets are already on sale for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival for next year. I'm doing the podcast four times at European Beer Cafe. Those tickets are already on sale. Season passes you can get for $80, saving $20. Single tickets are only $25 for the shows. These shows are always so much fun. I'm currently doing the best of polling, and all the Comedy Festival shows always rank very high in those because they're such good shows. I think that's all I need to say. Go to joshua.com.au. That's where you'll find all the information on that kind of stuff. You guys are the absolute best. Enjoy this episode with Gareth Reynolds, Alison Spittle, Sarah Bonetto, and Marcel Blanche de Wilt. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. And this is the first time you'll listen to the podcast. What I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with the program coordinator at the Illinois Institute of Technology. But the one we have here is one half of the podcast, Wheel of Misfortune. Please welcome Alison Spittle. Yay!
Hey! Oh my gosh! You found someone of the same name as me.
There's That's a few, actually. There was like three or four on LinkedIn.
That is amazing, because I googled the Spittle name and it says it's super rare, which I felt quite cool about. But four in 6 billion is super rare.
Yeah. Well, this one is even Alison with only one L. I found a couple with two L's, but this one is exactly your name.
God, if I got my name as a disease, I'd fancy my chances.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's that? 2 in 6 billion?
Yeah.
That's nothing. I'm going to keep my lifestyle going, baby. I'm going to change nothing.
Hey, our next guest shares his name with a chartered financial planner and the director of Reynolds Wealth Management. Can you please welcome one half of the doll? It's Gareth Reynolds.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. And I'm half of Reynolds Wealth Management, you said, Josh?
Yeah, that's the Gareth Reynolds company, Wealth Management.
Exactly. Yep. We do great stuff.
In the money.
Yep.
Also joining us is a man who, look, I couldn't find anyone on the internet who shares his name.
No.
So we do what we do every time this happens, and we go to their IMDb star meter ranking to see if it's gone up or down this week. Marcel Blanche de Wilt, what do you think of your chances? Do you reckon you've gone up or down this week?
Oh, I've done some good content, I reckon. So I'm on the up.
I have some bad news for you, mate. you've gone down, but this is the thing. I've never seen anyone go down this much in one week on the show.
Wow.
You've gone down 3,750,000 spots in one week.
What does that mean? What did I do?
I don't think you did anything.
You've been cancelled.
Badly.
You went down a little too much.
Yeah. I'm beginning to regret refusing that call from Spielberg. I said I'll call him back, and now I'm wondering if I should have done that.
Anyway, please welcome to the pod. It's Marcel Blanche de Wilde. Yay.
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Also, Alison, I think if you've been cancelled, I reckon your star meter goes up these days. All right. I think the promo, the publicity, it's all good.
Yeah. All publicity is good publicity. Yeah. True.
And finally is comedian who shares her name with the CEO of Hand Pie Company in Albany. Please don't ask me what hand pie is. Please welcome it, Sarah Bonetto.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Sarah.
We at Hand Pie Company are real proud of our pies. And actually, we're doing so well, I've needed to use Gareth Reynolds' wealth management.
Yeah. Well done.
We're sorry about everything that happened. We're still kind of working out a bunch of the kinks over here. So.
Yeah, those receipts getting lost in a flood. Weird, man. That's just weird.
What is a hand pie? Does anyone know what a hand pie is?
Yeah, it's a pie that fits in your hand. In Australia, we call them party pies.
Oh, okay.
You know they don't do party pies here in the UK?
We think they're a little bit uptight in Australia.
Yeah, they are. In the UK, you mean? Oh, yeah, repressed. Yeah. Just say it. You say it.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Do you know what, actually? I was Facebook friended years ago by a Sarah Bonetto. And I was like, what's this? And I thought it was spam, but it looked like a legit, legit Facebook account. So I accepted it. And she wrote to me and she was like, oh my God, crazy. You've got the same name as me. And she said she was on like a friending spree, trying to make friends with other Sarah Bonettos. And she was like, oh, I thought it would be fun to just see each other's lives and follow what you're up to. And I was like, okay, it was a bit weird, but I was like, sure, she seemed nice. And after a week, I had to unfriend her because I could see what she was up to. And one of the things she was up to was there was just a post on my page that said Sarah Bonetto is now attending Nickelback. And I was like, nah, I can't read it. So I had to unfriend. So she's out there somewhere. So she would have had a notification, or maybe she wouldn't have, but like, yeah, Sarah Bonetto is unfriended Sarah Bonetto.
Because I had an idea for a podcast which is going to be called Namesakes, where I just get two people who share the same name and interview them both to see if they've got anything else in common.
What, do they idea. Pair lives that would be, against each other?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good podcast, I thought.
Yeah, well, that lady's angry, man. Like, you can try and find her, but yeah. She's
that's
furious.
A great episode. That's what we need. That stinks.
And she's got that like middle of the road rock to express her anger. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I personally, I hate the idea because I would never be a guest.
Well, that's how you remind her of what she really is. Do you know your name?
All right. Our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. And if you think you know who wrote these tweets, they're all tweets, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So you can't lose any points. Can't buzz in for your own ones, though.
Oh, you can't buzz for your own ones. Okay.
No, please don't do that.
Wow. All right. To hear.
Our first question is this one.
Out.
I don't have kids, but I do have new $300 AirPods, and for the 30 seconds, I thought I'd lost one. So, look, I pretty much get the gist. Yes, Alison.
I'm going to go for Gareth.
No, that was Marcel. Point there for Marcel.
Myself.
Has anyone?
There's
has
no
anyone
point.
Ever,
I was gonna.
Yeah.
Have you ever dropped your AirPods like on the ground and then been like, "Well, they're going back in my ear. What am I gonna do? Not listen to a podcast?" Like it's
I feel
lot.
Like that germ transfer does not bother me. Ear. I'm open with ear stuff. Let's go.
In the ear canal. Yeah.
I'd rather like an ear infection than to listen to my own farts. I mean, that is true illness. You know?
I on the plane yesterday. My AirPod dropped out and landed on a guy's leg, and I was like, and then I just took it quick because I was like, he shouldn't hand it to me. That's a horror. I was like, the bigger imposition is handed to me, so I just touched his leg.
All right, now, question two: an app that enables single people to pair up whenever they only want to use a few capers, but not the whole jar. Trust me, this will be huge.
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
Sarah Bonetto.
You are correct, Marcel. Another point there for Marcel.
Papers.
Now, I want to know, because you saw me tweet it or because you think that's the kind of shit I'm down with?
The essence of Sarah.
It was me. It is the essence of me.
I totally agree, though, Sarah. Where to buy
the
capers?
The salty essence, yeah.
Where to buy capers the other day? We were having, like, salmon on bagels, and we were taking them to a friend's house. I think... two of us used it, and then we just left the jar at their house. They didn't eat them. We're like, all right,
it's too many papers. It's too many papers. When will the paper industry listen? We at Hand Pie only need a few for each pie. Hand Pie.
I'm very sad because I live in a caperless household. Like, my boyfriend doesn't like capers. And it feels, honestly, it feels like, it feels like I'm up at Christmas Carol. There's no capers within, you know, it's just plain. It's not. It's a very Muppet niche joke there.
Alice, did you say that because you just went and saw the Muppets? You went and saw a Muppet show, right?
I saw a Muppet Christmas Carol sing along. And genuinely, it's cured my mental illness. For an hour. It's amazing. Michael Caine just really goes ham in it. He really goes for it. There's absolute dedication. Genuinely, it's the best film he's ever been in and the best performance.
Previous guest on the show, Michael Caine. So Michael Caine. So that's good. All right, question three. Has the dog shit got worse over the lockdowns? The paths are riddled.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I think it's Alison.
You are correct. Point there for Gareth, yes.
Oh. That's it. I love dog shit, so I'm glad that that's got across.
You'll be pleased to know,
I'm
Alison.
I'm a Gemini, you know. We love dog shit.
This is a worldwide phenomenon. In Melbourne, the rates went sky high during lockdowns.
Of dog shit?
Yeah.
Because it was people's only time out of the house was to, so they used it as an excuse and walk their dogs more.
Yeah, but still, I think it's the people who weren't used to walking their dog so much, and so they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not picking that up.
It's also freedom. It's people quietly fighting for their freedom to leave shit where they want. It's not a society.
Yeah, you have an amendment for that, don't you? It's
like yeah, we do, absolutely. Fifth Amendment.
We have to be fair to our fellow man because some people are actually exempt from picking up dog shit.
Yep. Yeah, some people can't do it with their hands. It goes through their – they're not able – they can't put that weird mask on their hands to grab it.
At least, Gareth, shoot it off the path. Because I used to have a bit in my stand-up about how you don't see white dog shit anymore. And now, since lockdown, it's back. You see it all the time now, baby. Yeah.
How do you think like lobsters pick up dog shit? Like when they're walking their dogs.
Their little pincers.
Pincing the dog shit into bits of ground meat. Just bolognese left.
That's horrific.
Sorry.
All right, question four. It's amazing how many comedians burst onto the scene according to their bios. I've never witnessed anyone bursting onto the comedy scene. I've seen a lot of drifting, wandering and sauntering though, not nearly enough exiting.
It's. I think it's Marcel. Bing.
You are correct,
Marcel.
Sarah. Yes. It is Marcel. Yes.
Bing. Bing. It's true. Just me being a bit catty. Wow. Yeah.
I feel like also you probably did saunter into the comedy scene. That is or lolloped onto the comedy scene. That's a Marcel thing to do.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you. Saunter does not have a good connotation.
I feel like I flumped onto the comedy scene like a seal, you know, coming out to get a mackerel or something like that out of the sea. Just slapping along
on
my belly.
I'm on the comedy scene.
Yeah. Me too.
My thing with this, with people's bios, Marcel, is there's so many people who are 10 years in who are hot new talent. I'm like, after 10 years, you're not new.
But that's also the crappy thing about how the whole system works is like you'll get picked up by management 10 years in and they'll go like up and coming and you're like, oh God, I'm up and coming and I'm 10 years in.
Yeah.
Why can't we just try our hardest?
Yeah.
Why don't comedians have that in their bios? Alison Smith has tried her hardest to pursue comedy.
Sarah Bonetto, she's still here. Come on.
Yeah. Josh Earle, giving it a go. All right, question five. Please stop using the same rubber glove you use on the register to make my sandwich.
Bing, Gareth.
Yes, Sarah. You are correct. It was Gareth, yeah.
Now you're seeing how I view the world. Really thoughty, heady stuff.
Yeah.
Also as catty as Marcel. Quite catty about cash register.
Oh, yeah. Words. No, I'm not. I'm here to take the system down. Let's go.
I'm with you, Gareth, though. I've seen too many people I see rubbing their face with their gloved hands and then taking the money. But, and, yeah, it's like...
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand. I really genuinely don't understand that. Like, I'm like, just use your hand. To me, I'm like, I'm not saying throw more plastic in the ocean, but if your system is one where you're like, this is protective, then don't touch money and then put cheese on a thing at the same time.
Yeah. I would much rather just them wash their hands between every single
they should wash
transaction.
Those. I'm in. Yes.
Instead of having the same dirty gloves on for about an hour.
Yeah. Like a doctor. I want them to be doctors. Sandwich doctors.
In this. And it's less plastic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Which is also key.
All right, question six. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. New metal karaoke night.
Gareth.
Marcel.
I heard Gareth first.
I think that's Allison again.
You are correct. Yeah, there's a point there for Gareth, yeah.
I don't know you, Allison, but how do I know you?
Maybe it's because I said I'm mentally ill. At some point, you're like, new metal. Well, you know.
Well, no.
She sounds like she listens to Papa Roach. For pleasure.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder you want that ear infection.
Can I ask, Alison, were you like 12, 13 when the new metal scene first hit?
Yeah, I think so. Just about that, like System of a Down, all that kind of thing.
There we have it. That's why you want it back.
Yeah, yeah, I just want to read
it. It's a perfect age.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Being 13 is great, isn't it? All those hormones. Your parents divorcing.
I mean, it's a perfect age for new metal. Like, it's just like it's practically the exact things that are going on in a 13-year-old's head. Just yelling
that's
about,
true.
So.
Yeah, that is true.
Sure, System of a Down's happy to hear that. They're like, well, we're trying to actually. Okay, sure. Okay.
Yeah, 13-year-olds are the only ones that care about the Armenian genocide. Like, that was a thing, wasn't it? That was. I kid.
I mean, there's hair where there wasn't before, and I also feel like that was a genocide.
Yes! Why won't they recognize that, Mom? Why won't they?
Why want to hate me? Because, something.
All right, question seven. I'm pretty fussy. I guess my type is smart, kind person who even vaguely has their shit together.
Marcel. Oh,
Allison.
I heard Marcel first.
Sarah Benetto.
You are correct, yes.
I was going to say that.
It might not be. It might not be.
I didn't realize, Sarah, that I had two back-to-back of you with was single people and then this one. Saying this is your
the
type.
Capers. I'm sorry. I'm really putting it out there, aren't I? No. I'm drumming up some support. I know you got some hot podcast listeners.
Podcast listeners, please do not hit Sarah up in the DMs. That's my one rule.
Or don't not.
Yeah, I feel like go to the DMs.
Yes. Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah.
Show us some caper things.
Yeah. Yeah, just send it through half a bottle of capers.
Yeah.
All right, question eight. If boys could get just as many likes as girls on their beach photos, we wouldn't have so many podcasts.
Allison.
Gareth.
Yes, Allison.
I'm going to go for Gareth.
No, that was Marcel. Point there for Marcel. Oh!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gareth, that people think we have the same jokes.
It's an honor.
It is true, though. Like, you see... a lot of female comedians in this country posting pics on the beach. I'm like, and I'd love to be able to do that, but I just know I'd get roasted by all my mates. So I'm not gonna do it.
You gotta do what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of scrotal cleavage stuff, and that's really upping a lot of my numbers. You're seeing a lot of. I'm seeing growth.
Scrotal cleavage. I thought, Gareth, that was like the inside of your elbow. I wasn't trying.
Those are deep fakes. Don't fall for those. That's not. You'll know if it's a scrotum. It looks like gum that fell on the couch. Ouch. That's how you can tell. Get it right.
Josh, if you want to do this, I say do it. I want to see a Josh Earl beach photo.
Yeah.
Put an ironic caption down the bottom so it feels like you're not really doing it.
Right. You know, but, check out that guy in the background. Something like that.
Yeah.
I like it. And then at Speedo for your new swim shorts.
Well, there you go. We'll see. You'll know my mental health's not good, Marcel, if you see this in a couple of weeks. That's what's happening.
Listen, listeners of this podcast, do you want to see Josh Earl in swim shorts on a beach? Yes or no?
I'm actually looking at the vote count now. It is a resounding yes. I am just, I've never seen numbers like this before.
This is the new Josh Earl doing snack-based voting. It's got to be beach picks voting. I want to see this go to a vote, and I want to see the picks.
Can I say, for those who don't know, what I've been doing is the last week I did best menu item from fast food joints. KFC chips won, which angered
a
lot of listeners outside of Australia, because I think the KFC chips in Australia are very good.
They've got chicken salt, and that is the difference. You miss it when you move abroad, and I'll say I'm vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, there's I miss chicken salt chips.
There's no chicken in chicken salt. You're fine.
No,
There's no like chicken in the chicken. To be fair.
Colonel, you've been lying to us.
Yeah. Just for the listeners overseas who follow me on Twitter, chicken chips or KFC chips do taste better in Australia than anywhere else. Yeah. All right. Just so we've got
pretty convenient that we can't go into your country right now to test, Josh. I'll just say. A lot of people are talking. I'm looking at the numbers here. The returns are crazy on this one. Off the chart. I've never seen anything like this.
I'll send some over.
Don't worry. I'll keep updating. I've just never seen anything like this.
Hey, speaking of food, here's question 9. I'll bet I've had Jesus images in my food a number of times and just eaten it while watching TV.
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
Oh, I'm tired, but I'm going to say Gareth.
You are correct. Another point there for Marcel. Racking up the points.
Yeah.
Chomp it down on his Lord, our Savior.
I just hope, I hope all sins are forgiven at the end of this road, because I've definitely, I've had a lot of toast. That's where Jesus makes most of his appearances.
I know. That was the first one, the toast Jesus. But I'm always like, that's the easiest one to manipulate.
Have you seen the back of a dog's arse?
Yeah.
Oh, I've just seen a back of a dog's ass. Okay.
All right.
I'm one. Whenever I look at a dog's ass, I believe so much. I see him.
Yeah. Imagine knocking at doors and going, "Have you heard about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
He lives
in the back of a dog's ass.
He's right here in the back of this lab's ass. Say what you want to say to him. He hath returned." Get it back.
Not during lockdown. All right, question 10.
I know my rights.
Biggest takeaway from the Beatles documentary, Get Back, is toast and tea is good stuff.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I'm going for my 3-3, and I'm guessing Allison again.
You are correct. Another
wow!
Gareth.
That was so good.
Have you watched the whole documentary, Allison?
No, we're still at like 2.5, but I have looked up how some of them have died on Wikipedia. Yeah. Sad.
No spoilers.
But they're such beautiful, youthy-looking young men.
I know. One of them gets shot, and it's not John. Sorry.
But I watched the entire documentary. I love it. Mm. People are complaining it's too long. I could watch another 8 hours of it. It was fascinating.
That was great. Mm.
And also, it was around the time people are saying, "Oh, like they're complaining about who's their favorite," and they're saying, "Oh, like you know." George was my favourite before this. Paul's my favourite now at this stage. But then I forget that John Lennon was on heroin at this stage. And so it's just interesting to see him come to rehearsal later and later every day. It's just going, that'll do it.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyway, there's some Beatles facts.
I'm a George guy.
Have you watched the documentary, Marcel?
No, and I refuse.
No, watch it. Paul was my least favourite at the start, and now he's my favourite. He's great. All right. At the end of the first round, the scores are Allison, 0 points.
Didn't get
off the mark. That's right. Sarah, 2 points. Gareth, 3 points. Been in the lead on 5 points. It's Marcel.
I came to play.
All right. This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that has stayed with us. And today we're talking about a moment that happened to a young Marcel Blanche de Wilde. Now, in high school, Marcel, at his school formal or prom for our international guests, Marcel won an award. But what was it and what was his prize? Was it A, he won Best Dancer, and his prize was he got to dance on stage in front of everyone else? B, He won Best Dressed, and his prize was he was selected to walk the catwalk at a Westfield Shopping Centre fashion parade the following week. Or C, he won Best Couple. The only thing was, Marcel took his mum as a date, and the prize was a photo shoot together to be collected that night, where the photographer was expecting it to have more of a glamour feel to it. Now, one of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. You three don't have to answer all together. You can answer A, B, or C individually. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
I think it's Marcel and Mama Marcel. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go, Alison.
I want to investigate. How hot is your mum?
How hot?
Yeah.
She's done all right. She was an older mum when she had me, but she turned some heads. She got good compliments, and she'd be one of those mums that people would be like, I didn't realize. You know, it's sort of a backhanded compliment when people like compliment your looks based on, you know, thinking, you know, you must have been, you know, younger or whatever, you know.
Did you know
you look great for your age, that sort of thing, you know.
What did she wear to your prom?
It was sort of corny, but like she had sort of a hippie phase in the 70s, not in her 70s. So she was sort of bringing some of those looks back. It had a sort of hipster chic to it.
Okay, the prosecution rests.
not all of us. I'm sorry. Legally, I think we're all. I'm still up. I'll be up for a while. Marcel, did you know the prize was walking down a catwalk the week following?
They sort of announced it on the night because you have your two. There was the two hosts that were doing like all the adjudicating type stuff, and they had sort of you know how you have like a prom committee or the formal committee. They had sort of dug up whatever prizes they could find, and this was sort of like, here's what we found. It's sort of that they're doing a little thing next week, and you get to be part of it. So yeah,
okay.
Did you get to do the catwalk? Say B is true. Did you do the catwalk? Did you go the next week and walk down?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, I'm not going to, I was 17 at the time, so, and I was like an aspiring actor. So it was like any stage time is a good stage time.
Right.
I'll take it.
I want to know how they fitted you, like how they suited and booted you for that catwalk. Like, did you go to, say, something that was big at the time, like a Rip Curl type surfy shop or...
Even though it was at a Westfield, it wasn't like showcasing clothes at the Westfield, because it was just for like a local modeling agency, and they have those sort of things of like, oh, let's see if we can find some new blood. And you know, I was roped into that sort of thing, and they were not interested in me at all. So it was like bring like clothes from home, and I can't remember.
You know what, you know. I've seen your business card and it doesn't say model as part of your slashes. Or even child model.
Child model at 17. I guess you could still say that. It would be weird for a 17-year-old to hand you a business card that said child model on it.
Were you also 8 foot tall at 17?
I had done most of my growing, so I am 6'5". And apparently, like for like modeling agencies, they told me like, yeah, you're too. They just said like blatantly like, yeah, you're too tall. I think you can do catwalk at 6'5", but like photo shoots and stuff, apparently, I think it's too annoying.
So modeling's a short man's game is what you're saying. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. How's that rig doing, Josh? Yeah. You ready?
What was the first option, Josh? I forgot.
He won best dancer, and his prize was he got to dance on stage in front of everyone.
Let's discard that. Like straight away.
Okay. I mean, it does smack of him. I want to know what the song was he had to dance to.
What was the song you had to dance to?
I love that Sarah wanted to know it and then Alison asked it. That's good. That's good teamwork. if we can keep that pattern going for the rest of it, that would be great.
This is what we do, Alison and I. It's good cop, bad cop.
It is.
So it's like,
it is.
I just like, oh, I fancy knowing it. Then Alison's like, you better tell us.
And then I do American Cop and shoot.
The song was "I'm Too Sexy" by Right Said Fred.
Wow,
that's That's the right answer. Whether it's fake or not, that's the right answer to the question. Yeah.
How did you feel after this dance? Did you feel used or?
Yeah, sort of a combination of like I was excited, but also yeah, it was a lot. They gave me a feather boa, if I remember correctly, and I use that as a prop. And because you're there for a whole song, like you're having to get creative with that boa.
It's a long song.
Marcel, was this some form of bullying?
Yeah, like, if this happened to me, I'd be getting some pig's blood and like pouring it on myself, create fire stick. I'll go all carry on their ass. Yeah, I'm too sexy for this. Are you too sexy for fucking fire, John Travolta? You prick.
Wrong said, Fred.
Yeah. Everyone did die shortly afterwards at my school formal, but I think it was unrelated. It was a catering mishap or something.
Asbestos.
Yeah, they accidentally gave everyone asbestos in the food. So, yeah.
All right. So people think they know what they're going
to
lock in?
Yep.
All right. We'll start with you, Gareth, then. What do you think?
Well, Josh, I'm torn. I really would like to believe it's the dancing. And I do feel torn, like I said. But there's just something about the fashion one that is... You know what? I'm going to go with the dancing. I'm going to go with the dancing. Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, what do you think?
I think hot mum.
Hot mum. Okay.
I'm going to go fashion.
You're going to go fashion. Mm-hmm. Era three-way. Well, the correct answer was A, the dancing. He danced on stage to Right Said Fred. So two points to Marcel, one to Gareth.
Wow.
I love to dance. That was always my reputation at high school parties. And probably mostly for laughs, you know, but I enjoyed it. I was enjoying whatever attention I could get. And then rumor was going around the school formal, there's going to be an award for best dancer. And I was like, I'm getting that award. I've got a reputation to hold up. And then I was hearing, oh, there's this other kid named Nobby who's also
in Nobby.
But get
Nobby.
Nobby is, he was I can't remember where the name originated from. But he had left our school in year 10 to go to a fancy better school for years 11 and 12 and just came back for formal. And I was like, I don't care how good of a dancer he is. He should not be in play at all. So when I did win.
Also, how bad was Nobby's real name that his nickname was Nobby? Was his real name Fuckhead?
Yeah. Nobben.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those unfortunate sort of like, when you have the Asian name and then whether it was lost in translation or not, but yeah, unfortunate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, what matters is you beat his ass in the dance competition.
And I'm not still, I am still thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, good. I feel like such a fool as well, because I have seen your business card, as I said, and it does say / dancer.
Yeah.
In brackets, better than Nobby. Suck it, Nobby.
But / dancer means he wears a top hat, he plays a guitar, and dances. That's what / dancer means. Yeah,
right.
I will say, like, so I learned afterwards that they had two songs that they were thinking about using, and the other one was Dancing Queen, and it's a harder song to dance to. But I would have been way more into that than like I'm Too Sexy. Is a very there's only one way to dance to I'm Too Sexy. It's vulgar.
Well, Marcel, it's just nice to meet a fellow Best Dance Award winner at their school formal, because I also won Best Dancer. Yeah.
Wow.
But mine was to Backstreet's Back. So that's
great song.
Wow.
That ages me a bit there. Yeah. All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Alison, you're still on 0 points. Sarah, 2 points. Gareth, you're now on 4 points, but extending his lead on 7 points, it's Marcel.
Woo. Yes.
All right, we're gonna take it.
If this was pointless, I'd be winning. So
yes,
great show.
Yeah. Hey, this show's pretty good too, Gareth. Okay, this sounds.
I've never heard of this one. Pointless is fantastic. You should do Pointless, Josh. That's a great show.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. Okay, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'm going to read out a fact about someone on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong so they get your point. Okay, So to Marcel. Now, Gareth, he was once having a bad day. And while he was walking down the street, some 11-year-old kid started yelling at him. Gareth, as previously mentioned, was not having a good day. So he walked over to the boys and yelled, I'm a grown man, I will ruin you. Yeah or nah? You can ask me questions.
How did you know they were 11?
That's a fair question. They did, at that age, they don't have ID. This is a rough estimate of their age. This is size-wise, you know, bone structure guesstimation.
They weren't quite into new metal, but they were.
They were. They. But you could tell the seeds had been planted. See.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And how often do you find yourself truly expressing your feelings?
Well, I mean, I would say there's a lot of burying that I do in my day to day life. This was a rare moment. It's not like this often. So this was certainly a unique moment, to say the least.
Okay. And was there a feeling of catharsis afterwards?
Mildly, but the guilt creeps in pretty soon after. It's one of those situations where you're sort of going, no, that was right. That was right. And then within 20 minutes, you're going, ah, I mean, maybe I just need to start talking to my dad more.
Yeah, I can relate to that. It's a tricky one. And I wonder if it's one of those half true ones. But because I'm in a positive mood today, I'm going to say, yeah.
Marcel, you are correct. That is a true story. Yeah, point there for Woo. Marcel. Yeah.
I come off good in this reveal.
I do sometimes have those kind of, not fantasies, but in my head, I'm like, I wish I could just yell at these kids.
They were relentless. It was like to the point where I was like, I think I need to just correct behavior that for society in this moment.
Yeah. I'm with you, Gareth. All right, so
vigilante behavior then. Yeah.
Well, I'm an American. This is how there's no justice system any longer. So it's just daily street vigilante justice. That's all we get.
So a point to myself. So to Gareth. Now, Alison's first ever job was working the register at a Chinese restaurant where she would also pack the bags of prawn crackers. She quit this job, though, when the manager's mother hit her with a stick. Yeah or nah?
What? How long had you worked there?
Before or after she hit me with a stick?
Total time. TRT.
Oh, about a summer long. So, like, it was enough money to get myself a Zen Creative MP3 player. I couldn't afford an iPod, but was able to afford to get an MP3 player.
Which would contain
songs. Look at the specificity
of
that. That
very
feels
specific.
Real, doesn't it?
Sarah, are you in cahoots with Allison? This is. when you say hit you with a stick, do you mean a stick?
It was a stick that she had lying around in the kitchen. She was the person that kind of like looked after the rice. And the other chef kind of did the other types of stuff. And she had this stick. Generally, I thought maybe it was like an affectation. But I realized, pretty soon it was for assault. It was her hitting stick. But I thought it was for walking.
When she hit you with it, how did you react in the moment?
In the moment, I took it because I'm Catholic. And I went, yeah, that feels just about right. And then later on, thought, this is not a good work environment and maybe I should leave. But, you know, I took it quietly, essentially. You
How
know,
old
you can't
were
really
you?
Take it up a HR. About 15, I would say. Yeah, 15.
New metal. That's why you got
New
those
metal.
MP3s coming.
Oh, yeah, I was mainlining Papa Roach straight into my Boy. Ears at that stage.
Because I agree, at 15, 16, when you have your first job, you just think your boss is allowed to do whatever
Hit
they want.
You.
They're the boss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Especially
my
if
first boss was
mom.
My dad, so yeah.
original first bus. Yeah. Well, I've got a quick question, and it's going to sound callous, but, you know, also let's go into bad cop mode. Did you have it coming?
Oh, what happened was I put so she looked after rice, and there were two different cartons for rice. Now, if you're having like a house special fried rice, that would require a bigger plastic carton. Your run-of-the-mill boiled rice or just fried rice as a side would require the tinfoil one with the paper hat on it. And she said to me, rice. So I was like, okay, she wants the tin one. But she actually wanted the plastic one, and I gave her the wrong carton, and she hit me. And then I learned to specify what type of rice she would like next time.
So it worked. That's good.
Yeah. I've realized that I do.
Proper
I only,
method.
I'm like an Alsatian. I will only learn with violence. That's what I've learned.
I feel like for plebeian level workers, assault seems to get results.
Oh, absolutely. And do you know what?
Is that your slogan, Sarah? Assault gets results.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason they rhyme. Allison.
Also, when they allowed me to do the prawn cracker packing, they told me, you can have as many prawn crackers as you like, hon. You go for it. And I did for the first day, but then I never ate a prawn cracker again and never took. So they had a good system. They did it through violence and force feeding, but altogether I learned a lot. I mean, force feeding as in like just
allowing
food. Yeah. Allowing me in a room with food that's available. I'm like a duck foie growing myself, like, you know, I'm I got my beak at the pipe, and I'm like, put it in me now.
Right, what do you think, Gareth? Do you think this is
I'm very torn. I feel like so much of this is true, but I'm just gonna go with my gut, which is that there's some variation in here, some deviation from reality. So I'm gonna say that this is close to true, but not fully true.
Gareth, this is a true story. A point there for Alison.
Damn it!
You've got your point.
Yay! I thought if I went as detailed as possible, then
it's very good.
It was the MP3 player branding that I thought, come on, man, this feels weird.
Yeah, too much.
I believed in that MP3 player, yeah.
All right, now to Alison. Now, in high school, Sarah was obsessed with finding out what went on in the teacher's staff room. So one
I
day
believe
she...
that.
She well, there's more to it.
Okay.
I'm a square.
She planted a dictaphone under the big communal table and recorded them for 45 minutes or until the tape ran out. But when she listened back to it, it was just the faint sound of them doing the quiz from the newspaper and talking about what they might be having for dinner that night. Yeah or nah?
Yeah, that's so. I'll ask you questions. We'll run through the motions on this. where did you get the dictaphone?
It was my dad's. My dad was a dentist, and he used to record his like letters for patients for his secretary to type up. So I actually got in big trouble for borrowing the dictaphone.
Has your dad ever recorded himself doing dental work audio-wise? Because you could sell that.
Oh, yeah, to specific factions of society? Like on the dark web? Sure.
Dark
you know
web,
what?
Baby.
People who like the sound of that loose
dictaphone
drill.
Dictaphone cassettes. Yeah. There's like a lot of work for someone who's digs on that because they have to then go back and buy that old tech to be able to listen to it. Yeah.
It's like the opposite to ASMR, like just someone who goes to sleep listening to sore dental work. Relaxing. So what were the teachers' names and what were you trying to find? Who specifically would you think would smack talk you and
Miss Reardon and Miss Quinn were our favourite teachers. They were RE in English. But Mr. Noonan was like our science teacher. He was funny, and he was the one that did like a Beach Boys sing along on his guitar with the students. And one day in science, he told us he knew what human flesh tasted like. He said, I won't go into how I know, but it tastes like chicken. And like that stayed with me forever. I know, we were obsessed. We were like, how the hell? And he was like, I can't talk about it. Oh, what the hell, Mr. Noonan? That's his real name too.
If you pick a scab, does that count as human flesh? Like, does that count as
If you bite your nails just a little bit too much, is that what it is? Like, yeah.
God, maybe that's what he meant. But we were always like, what the hell? So we thought, but we still love Mr. Noon. We're like, he's so fun. I guess that's how he draws you in when he's going to eat you.
Yeah, I mean, look at Armie Hammer. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, he's a cannibal. I think I still would watch him, though. Do you know what I mean?
Mr. Noonan was funny, man, and he sang those Beach Boys songs on his acoustic guitar, and, like, he just draws you in. He's like, I wish they all could be fricasseed girls.
Did you sellotape? How did you, like, affix the...
They had, like, a long, big table that had, like, a slot underneath. Like, if for those people who live in Britain and know the restaurant Wagamama, you know they've got that bench level
Wagamama.
Under the main... Right,
great place.
Bag, and it's like, thank you for protecting my belongings, Wagamama. I'll dine here again. Yeah, so I popped the dictaphone there. Also, how good is it to say dictaphone?
Yeah.
Admit that every single one of you on this was like, I'm above this. I'm not going to acknowledge it. But every time someone said it on this podcast, you all been like, hey, cool. Dictaphone.
Yeah. I was like, I've been living hand to mouth, you know, dictaphone.
I have a very important question.
Yeah.
How often is a dentist having to dictate a letter to be written home to a client? Like, surely it's just like you've got an appointment coming up. The dentist doesn't have to be like, all right, secretary, here's the letter. You've got an appointment
it's
coming
like,
up in 6 months.
I saw this 36-year-old woman today exhibiting tendonitis or, well, whatever, some dent, like, what are they called? What's it called? Gingivitis.
Gingivitis, yeah.
Blah, blah. Mm.
Do you think maybe he's, like, trying to sue the Tooth Fairy? He's like, dear Tooth Fairy, this is the second time that you've stepped on my job. A cease and desist order to the Tooth Fairy to leave the teeth alone. I think you're telling the truth.
You going to say yeah?
I'm going to say yeah.
You are incorrect. That was a false story. That was an...
Off! Sorry for swearing, but that...
No, you can swear.
Hey, my dad was a maths and science teacher. He wasn't even a dentist. What?
Did Mr. Noonan really taste human flesh?
Yes, answer the question.
Yeah, but he did.
That
but
one's
Mr.
true.
Mr. Noonan did taste human flesh, and we never got to the bottom of it.
Guys,
I bet he got to the bottom
so
of it.
Yeah. Is true. Like, the best lies have their basis in truth.
Can I ask Sarah, as a student, were you obsessed with what was going on in the staff room?
No, you made that up.
I know.
You sent me that today. Did you just think I've got her pegged?
I always want to know
so
what was happening
sorry,
in the staff
Sarah.
Room. I always, as a student, was like, what's going on in there? Because we're not allowed in. When we knock on the door, just a little head pops through. They don't
they
actually open
smoke.
The whole door.
That's yeah. They're like they used to smoke in our.
They were probably eating people in there.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. So to Sarah. Now Marcel was once standing in line at the airport when he farted. Another passenger said something about the smell, and before Marcel had a chance to confess, the woman standing behind Marcel confessed to it. Yeah or nah?
I feel like that's a no because I don't reckon Marcel would have submitted that story to you. I reckon he's a gentleman who would like, he would never deign to admit that he farts. He wouldn't even say fart. He wouldn't say fart. He wouldn't.
So
he's a gentleman.
You're just going to say no without any questions?
I like this. Yeah, this is all very one-sided. I'm fine with this.
Oh, that's what you want me to believe. Okay. All right, Marcel. So you're at the airport. What was your breakfast that morning, Marcel?
What was my breakfast that morning? That is a brilliant question. I typically have toast with Vegemite for breakfast, so it probably would have been that.
I miss Australia. Okay, lies, because it should have been brassicas, like onions, Brussels sprouts, beans, anything that makes you fart. Broccoli, liar. Because real farter would know that it would be a brassica breakfast.
So you're going to say no?
What's brassica?
Breakfast. Yeah. Oh, brassica breakfast is a new Steven Spielberg film.
I feel like also you're such a sweet moralistic boy that you would never have let that lady take the rap. You wouldn't have. You would have been like, that was my brassica breakfast.
It wasn't her at all.
I'm right, aren't I, Josh?
Say,
he did not say that.
You are incorrect. It was a true story. Point there for Marcel.
It's true.
Marcel! You lifted the veil from my eyes.
It was an incredible moment. Like, you are totally correct. I'm a very polite person, and like, I don't care.
We
much
thought
for
you
the...
were.
Like, but you know those couples that are all like that will fart on each other and rate each other's farts and fart pride. I'm not into that at all.
That's what I thought.
So this was
turns out that you held down a stranger at the airport and farted in her face. You're a fucking animal.
This was at the baggage carousel, okay, and I farted, and I thought,
"How's that the baggage?
It's a wide open space. I didn't think anyone would notice, you know, and everyone smells getting off a plane. And this guy walking by with his family said, "Oh, somebody farted." And I was like, suddenly mortified that I'd been caught out. And then I turned to my left and this woman behind me was like, "That was me." And
this is so crazy. I just can't imagine a scene where three groups of humans are so aligned with honesty about farting. Where some, I can't have the first person to just be like, "Someone fart." It's like, yeah, okay, that seems a little bit of a reach. For you to be like, "It's my fart, I'm going to let them know." And then for someone else to have also, but to also be like, "It's my fart." I just feel like, it feels like a commercial for farts.
It was a real I'm Farticus moment. It was.
I am Farticus.
Very nice.
She had my back, and I let her have it. I didn't.
Oh, I think they all had your back, honestly.
Yeah. It's almost like a meat toot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And then he farted, and I.
It's a meat toot.
And that's how we.
She might have farted. We might have been creating a big super fart.
If she didn't fart, that is so fucking crazy. If she didn't, I need to know. Is there any way we can get it? If she didn't fart, this person is maybe the funniest person on earth.
And maybe, speaking of brassicas, maybe it wasn't the baggage carousel. Maybe it was the cabbage carousel.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, it wasn't as good as me too. It wasn't as good.
Do you still remember the flight, Marcel? What flight it was?
It was to Darwin. It was Sydney to Darwin. Yeah.
What year? What day? We'll get the details. If you're on that flight, if you're this woman,
this could be a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Who was it who actually farted? Did this woman even fart? Who is she?
Was sat in QF113, the aisle seat. I don't know.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are: Alison, you're on 1 point. Woo! Sarah, you're on 3. Gareth is on 4, but way out in front of 9 points. It's Marcel.
Yeah, but no catching up with Marcel now.
He's farting away with this one.
We have one round left.
Josh,
There's 10 questions. If someone gets all 10, he's only up by 5. All right.
Okay.
So this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. So don't buzz in for your own ones.
Oh, sure.
Here we go. Question one. Who, just like in Monopoly, once won second prize in a beauty contest?
Ding.
Yes, Sarah.
It was beautiful Alison Spittle.
It was Alison Spittle. A point there for Sarah.
I forgot about that. I was like, who was that? I was a baby, in fairness. It was the second most beautiful baby in Debenhams and Harrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Is that on your bio, by the way?
Yeah, it's on my LinkedIn.
Is it on your business card? Your slash. Beautiful.
I got
baby.
It on my show reel as well. It's just a picture of me as a baby with my finger in my mouth. I got such range.
Question two. Who once vomited on a child during a sleepover? The kid they vomited on remained asleep, so this person did nothing. And when the child woke up, that child thought they'd vomited in their sleep.
Alison.
Yes, Alison.
I'm going to go with Sarah.
No, it was Gareth. Point off.
Oh,
Alison.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
I was also going to choose Sarah.
Points.
I should point out. I don't know if the question made this clear. Gareth was also a child.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Good.
No, Josh. I was unclear in the email. I was a grown up. This was 2 summers ago.
That's why those 11-year-old kids were giving you shit. They were like, "Hey, you vomited on me the other day."
All right, next question. Who once did a show and their partner's parents made up half the audience and they bombed the entire show?
Ding, ding, ding. It's me, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah, yes.
Even though I don't know the rules about buzzers, I'm just saying ding, ding a lot. Ding ding, Sarah. I think it's Marcel.
You are correct. It was Marcel. Yes.
Rude. My audiences are always full, and they're always laughing. No.
Liar! I did. Is it what's it called? Oakley with you in Sydney, and it was empty. We had a good time. Yeah. Mm. Oakley, that's it. Oakley, like the milk. Anyway, no. Sure.
Yeah, all right. Question times. Four: who once set fire to a bed in order to save Christmas?
Gareth.
Wow. Yes, Gareth.
I think it's Allison.
No, that was Sarah.
Damn it! To save Christmas.
What was happening here, Sarah?
I was going to my then British boyfriend. He wasn't then British. He was my then boyfriend.
That's great.
Now Nicaraguan. Anyway, I was going to his British parents' Christmas. But anyway, we were at their house, and I was going to make the Australian pavlova. It was like quite a big moment, but I fucked up pavlova and had to make it again through the night. But I didn't want to wake the family, so I took the chrome expensive blender to whisk up the egg whites into the bedroom and covered it by a duvet, so that the sound wouldn't wake up the house. And my ex was like, this is crazy. You're just not making a pav. Let's just not do it. And I was like, no, I can save Christmas. And what happens is if you cover a blender under duvets to like stop the sound, it just catches fire and sets fire to the duvet, the bed, wakes up the whole house, sets off the fire alarms.
Oh my God, that's amazing. But did it cook the pavlova?
Fucked it.
Was there still cake?
Yeah, that's what I like.
No, but we had corn crackers, Allison.
Oh, amazing.
For a day. For one day. You
All right, question five. Who once used the same toilet as someone who went to jail for conspiracy to murder?
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
Gareth Reynolds.
No, that was Allison Spittle. Point off, Marcel.
Wow.
Yeah. I did. Do you want it? It's a lady. She was looking for. So it was a really big case in Ireland. I was a student and had to go to court for one of my assignments. And this lady, she tried to hire. Tried to hire a guy in America. Just Googled on the internet, hit men for hire, because she was pissed off of her husband, and she called herself Lion Eyes because she really loved the Eagles. And she got this guy. He was said, oh yeah, I'm a hitman. And she's like, yeah, you gotta kill him. And he said, I can kill him by putting poison in his eyes with contact lens solution. And she's like, yeah, I love that. And he came over, and then he's like, meh, I don't want to kill that man. And she's like, but you got it. And then they got arrested because the guards, the police were following them. And she went to jail for conspiracy to murder. But the guy who she hired didn't get done on conspiracy to murder. So she's just in a conspiracy of one, which is an Offspring album.
Nice.
Yeah. Full circle.
Was he just in a conspiracy to have a free holiday?
That guy had the time of his life. Like, yeah. He ended up in court. I remember it was very strange. I've also shared, is that fact going to come up, the other one?
No, please say the other one. Yeah.
Misha Barton. I went to the same toilet as Misha Barton.
From the OC.
Wow.
Yeah.
You really network there.
Oh, man, I had the time of my life, because Misha was there and these two women asked her for a photo, and she's like, no, leave me alone, I'm out in the night out. And I was like, you heard the lady, get away from her. And I chased those women out of the toilet, and then it was just me and Misha. And then
you asked for a picture.
Then you heard a shit. Yeah!
Now, can we get one, since I'm your hero? I think that would make sense.
That would be amazing.
You just close your eyes and like lean in for a kiss real slow.
Yeah. It's like,
all right, question six. Who had to cancel a show mid-performance the other week because an audience member on edibles fainted?
Sarah.
Gareth.
Yes, Sarah.
I think it was Marcel.
You are correct. It was Marcel. Yes, point there for Sarah.
Truth.
Yes.
Yeah, some stranger in the audience. And this was the shitty thing as well, is like, it was a split bill, so I was right about to go on, pumped up. I was doing a whole thing where I was going to improvise stand-up for half an hour. So I was energized and ready to step on. And then I overhear on the microphone my friend Fiona Cox saying, oh, can we get some medical attention in here? And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good.
That's my intro. That's what I... That, excuse me, everybody. That's my time to shine.
just a stripper dressed as a doctor. Did anyone ask for a doctor? And then you come in and take off your shirt.
Marcel's like, I can work with this. I can work with this.
Because, Gareth, you told me you also had an audience member stop your show at one point, right?
Yeah, I had a guy, I was heard a kerfuffle and I was like, what is going on? And I kind of, it was at the point where I was like, all right, it's getting a little too loud. So I started going at him a little bit and then they were not communicating in any way. And then someone goes, oh my God, he's having a heart attack. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's probably going to change the show a little bit. But then thankfully it was in Canada. So the actual interruption was like, seriously, like 15 minutes. Whereas in America, the gentleman would have died and we would have been like, let's keep going.
Yeah. I'd start a Kickstarter for his family.
Tonight's
profits is going towards his funeral.
Now
a fundraiser. It was a comedy night before.
All right, question 7. Who here is in training to swim in a 1.2 kilometer swimming event?
Marcel.
Gareth.
I heard it Marcel first.
Sarah what? Benetto.
Yeah, it was Sarah,
How do you know that?
I'm a fan.
Was everyone going to say Sarah?
Yeah.
I was going to say Sarah.
Yeah. You've got real swimmer energy today, Sarah.
Yeah.
I do swim a lot of marathons. It's low impact, guys. I'm basically lazy.
That's better.
I don't want to fuck my ankles. I don't want to wreck my knees. I just swim and swim.
Because when you sent this through, Sarah, you said I'm about to swim a marathon swim, the Lawn Pub to Pier. So I looked up how long it was. It's
Peter Pub. No one does it pub to pier.
Pub to
Jesus
pier.
Christ.
Yeah, of course.
Pub to pier. Now I'm ready.
But to look up, because you said marathon. So I looked up how 1.2 kilometers. I'm not sure you can say that's a marathon. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but it's swimming. It's swimming, though. It's different. It's different. We have no.
It's 41
baby.
Kilometers shorter. That's why it's different.
You're so pretty. I know. It's not a marathon, but sounds
still a lot. Still very impressive. Okay, question 8. Who once
especially when you're hammered?
Sorry. Yeah. Who once joined a band on stage at Glastonbury Music Festival?
Gareth.
Oh, yes, Gareth.
I was going to say Allison, but then she jumped in and it said a mind game. I'm going to say that it's Allison.
You are incorrect. It was Sarah. Another one.
Damn it.
I love that you figured it out. You're like, oh, but Allison was about to buzz in. So
I thought maybe it was a tactic. I thought maybe she was trying to throw me off the scent.
What was the band?
The band was The Temper Trap, and I was sent to, because I do a radio show backstage at Glastonbury, and when it's on, when there's no pandemic, and I was sent to interview a band called We Are Scientists.
Very funny.
And the guy was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they were lovely.
They're very funny, though, guys.
Their people were like, oh, just wait here because there's a couple of other members of the press. And I was backstage there at the other stage for those who go to Glastonbury regularly. And they were like, oh, and then they ushered me like with a group of really, really hot chicks. They were like, yeah, just up these steps and just to the right here. And I was literally on stage with The Temper Trap. And I looked around and I was like, wait, no. And then they shut the door behind us and there was a sea of people and they started playing that big song. And they're like, ee! And like, it was amazing. I felt like I was in the band. I was like, oh my God, this is what it feels like to play Glasto. And then I looked over and I said to one of the girls, like, whoa, what the fuck? Like what? And they were like, oh, you're not here with the, like they were the girlfriends of the band. And I was like, I have been misdirected by that guy. I was supposed to be interviewing We Are Scientists and here I am just on stage with The Temper Trap. You know what? Suck it up. They gave us free beers. I drank them. Shouldn't have. Was doing radio. But yeah.
And how's your relationship now with the boys in the band?
Oh, we tour together. I actually can't get out of the band now. It's really it's horrible. It's wrecking my comedy career. They rocked. It was great.
Well, that band, they used to all work at a cafe in Melbourne called St. Jerome's. And this is when I first moved to Melbourne, and they were like the coolest guys. Like, it was just, apparently they're all in a band too. And then the band came out, and for 6 months, they were the coolest band. And then they got that big hit. And then, in typical Melbourne indie fashion, they were like, sellouts, fuck these guys. And...
oh, that song that they play on mainstream radio now.
Yeah. They had that sweet little, like, 6 months to 12 years where they were like just the kings of Melbourne for a short, brief period.
Yeah, now you guys hate scientists.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Who had their tour guide just abandon them halfway through a guided tour of Auschwitz?
Jesus Christ. Gareth.
Ooh. Yes, Gareth.
I got to get one right. I'm going to say Marcel.
You are correct. It was Marcel. Point there for Gareth. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a fun time to be mid Auschwitz tour and then be like, oh, we've just been abandoned. She was a fun lady. She looked like, I mean, of course you're not going to be having the most fun in the world if you're a tour guide in Auschwitz, but like she looked like she just would. She's been working there like since it opened and just hated life. And just, yeah.
Wait, since it opened?
Yeah.
Like 1945?
It's 110.
When it first opened, it was a different clientele. Jesus. So,
what a horrible nightmare this has become for me. Every day. Why? What punishment?
Didn't disappear. Maybe she died. Jesus, Marcel.
Oh, no, she came back and acted as if nothing had happened, and it was terrible.
And our final question for the game, and I'm sorry, this is the final question, but who here once shat themselves on a flight?
Sarah.
Garrett. Yes, Sarah.
Wow, shit. Now, did Gareth just say Gareth because it was a trick?
He did just say Gareth, yeah.
Yeah, but did he say it for a trick? It's Alison.
No, it is Gareth. He did.
I used my trick.
And
yes, it was me. I'm the hero. And then a woman behind me claimed that it was her who shit her pants.
I'm Shartacus.
Nice.
Were you sick or were you drunk?
I was hungover.
Imagine
and,
I was stone cold sober, baby. Yeah.
I was sober. I was sober though. I was really hungover, and then and I actually went to piss. Had finished my piss and was walking back to my seat, and I was like, "Did I?" And I had to cut the line like an officer who was like, "I need to take your car, sir." Like I was like, "I need to go in there," and then they were all like, "What's going on?" I was like, "My phone's in there," and they were like, "Okay." And then I was in there for like 20 minutes, and then I came out and I was like, "Here it is." Woo!
That's a good line. I like that excuse.
It is a good line.
Yeah, it's very
good.
Well, it's fight or flight. I was like, I knew what needed to happen. Yeah, and
You were in shite on flight mode at that point.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the Mile Shite Club.
Yeah. Shite on flight, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Alison, 0 points. Oh. Well done. You're in a select few people who got 0 points. Okay, Gareth, you're on 3 points. Sarah on 5 points.
I've been higher.
Yeah, Sarah on 5 points. But our winner on 9 points. It's Marcel. Yay.
Yay. Well done, Marcel.
This is like the dance competition all over again.
Yeah, now you have to dance for us.
I need a feather boa. I can't do it. I'm contractually obliged to have a feather boa.
All right, Marcel.
Is that what you wanted the lady at Auschwitz to do? Did you just want her to do that for you? You're like more feather boa.
Surely, more your attention.
Surely your thing that happened that day was the worst thing that ever happened on the plane.
Because you win, Marcel, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram. It's Marcel BDE. That's my last name, not that other thing. So Marcel BDE. Coming up, you can't see me in many places, but you can see shows that I've directed, because that's also a thing that I do. You can see Lizzie Hu at the Comedy Store in Sydney, or you can see Mary Ellen George, if you're in Melbourne, in her show Call Me Me this weekend. So there you go. Great. Two states.
Brilliant. Sarah, where can people find you?
You can say hi on Twitter at Sarah Bonetto. You can work out how to spell it. You're not stupid. But I will also say I'm doing some shows in London, no doubt, with Alison at some point. I'm doing an Aussie Orphans Christmas on the 22nd of December that is sponsored by Little Creatures and some gin company. Wish I got the name of that before I did this podcast. But it's like off the charts amazing food and Aussie sourced drinks. And there's like a great Aussie lineup, Beck Hill, Felicity Ward, Damo Clark. They're flying him over from Ireland.
Nice.
Anyway. Yeah. And for those back in Australia, I'm going to be in Australia for like almost a month. If the borders don't close again, we'll see. I'm going to do so many PCR tests. I'm going to turn up at the airport, just say to Qantas, I've done 50 PCR tests. Are we good to go? but I guess that's not just an ad for friends and followers and fans to look me up and see me over there, but also for friends who run comedy shows. Book the shit out of me. Book me for your podcast. I'm here to like cut ribbons to open primary schools. Whatever you need in Australia, Sarah Bonetto's back, baby.
Great.
Yeah. Excellent.
Gareth, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media at Reynolds Gareth. And you can go to GarethReynolds.com for American tour dates. And you can go to DolloPodcast.com for Australian and American tour dates. And then December 16th, we will be doing a live show with the Dollop. So you can go to DolloPodcast.com for all that information.
Brilliant. And Alison, where can people find you?
At Alison Spittle on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm doing a gig in London in the Bill Murray on the 14th of December. It's a preview of my hour show that hopefully I'll bring to Edinburgh next year. The show is called Wet, and I've decided to call the work in progress Wet Wipe. And then on the 16th of December as well, I'm sharing a preview with the amazing Sarah Barron, and that's in London somewhere too. And on the 22nd of December, I'm back in Ireland and I'm doing a gig in the Sugar Club, and tickets are still available with restrictions that are happening now. It's still going ahead. So that's me.
Brilliant. Also, if you're in Adelaide and you listen to this the week it comes out, I'm there this Friday night at the Rhino Room. And in Canberra, I'm there on the 15th at the Civic Pub. So make sure you go get tickets at joshell.com.au. Thanks, everyone. It's been so much fun. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Josh.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.